The Delaware Symphony Orchestra has had a few pretty exciting announcements recently. I know that you signed a collective bargaining agreement with your musicians, and then you named your music director, David Amato, to a long-term contract, right?
That's two of the news items that we shared over the summer. Yeah, we've been putting out press releases practically every week. We're also really excited that Andre Previn will be coming to Wilmington in September to receive this season's Alfred I. DuPont Composer's Award. So, yes, we have Mr. Amato under contract now through his 20th anniversary season in 2022-23. Boy, it seems like that's a long time away, but it really isn't. And, yes, we had great conversations this summer with our musicians and the Local 21, which led to a new collective bargaining agreement that will take us through August of 2019.
So what exactly goes into a collective bargaining agreement with your musicians?
Well, it's really a conversation that leads to agreement on the pay scales and the number of services and other working conditions for the most part regarding the musicians of the Delaware Symphony Orchestra. The orchestra is a union orchestra, so we have to go through these negotiations with art in our situation every 3 years. I have to say it was my first experience with the DSO musicians, and it was a very positive, mutually respectful, and kind of, well, mutually beneficial conversation, too. I mean, we spent a lot of time talking about where we all saw the symphony going, not only in 3 years, but 10 years down the road, where we'd like to see the symphony be in 2026-27.
So you mentioned the positive outlooks from this collective bargaining agreement. Where do you see the symphony on both sides in about 10 years?
Yeah, well, I mean, this kind of was fed by our new strategic plan, which was adopted back in February. And the goals of that were to expand the orchestra geographically, programmatically, and through our educational outreach activities. And geographically, I mean, we are the Delaware Symphony Orchestra, and we've been around for 110 years, and over that lifetime, there have been many efforts to have the orchestra permeate the entire state, not just be focused in New Castle County. And so our desire is to schedule performances and develop audiences and support systems in Kent County and Sussex County. We're starting to do that this coming year. We have a performance of one of our classical programs that's going to be performed at Dover High School Auditorium. It's a two-year-old auditorium with great space, large stage for the orchestra, and we're going to be bringing Denise Graves, the mezzo-soprano, down as part of a program that includes music by Defia and Beethoven. And we plan on, you know, in the future, bringing some of the other concerts that we're starting and restarting. We have a family concert in November. We're going to do two performances at the Cab Calloway High School. And the idea is that we would, in the future, do a performance of that here in Wilmington area, but then also repeat it either in Sussex County or Kent County. Similarly, I mentioned programmatic expansion. The family concerts is one example of a new effort. We also would like to recreate outdoor pops performances and holiday pops programs and other performances that develop new audiences for the symphony. Right now we are focused on our classics audience, our classical audience, through the classic series and the chamber series. But that's really just one audience. And I think for any symphony to survive in this time, they need to have multiple audiences that have a greater reach into the communities that we serve.
The DSO and music director David Amato have worked together for a long time, but you guys have mm-hmm. locked him in for a while now until the 2023 season. And what does it mean to have him be a steward for the Delaware Symphony Orchestra for so long?
Well, David's really, I mean, this got in the press release. I mean, many people have referred to him as a rock star here in Delaware. And he came in 2003, 2004, when the orchestra already was having some challenges. I mean, it was seeing declines in attendance and ticket sales and contributions, but they didn't realize how serious it was until a number of years later. And David Amato was there through this steady decline, and then when they hit bottom in 2012, and he was one of the people that was leading the charge to redevelop the orchestra in 12, 13, and beyond. And I think he's really been the face and the public persona for the symphony. I was just looking at an online news article about his contract signing, and it linked back to previous articles. And when the orchestra was relaunching itself back in 12, 13, he was the person that was talking about what they were doing and how this orchestra was going to be rebounding. And so he's really been the leader for the orchestra in his 13 years here. And we think that we're hoping and think that the next number of years are going to be a period of growth and positive expansion for the orchestra. And we think there's nobody better to lead us artistically through that growth than David Amato. And this contract takes him through, symbolically, his 20th anniversary season with the orchestra.
And you mentioned that he was a steward for the DSO during your rough period in 2012. And the organization, you guys have since added more programs and added more scope and are seemingly taking positive steps to build what you once had, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure it's ever going to be what the Delaware Symphony was back in the 70s or the 80s, because Delaware has changed. Certainly Wilmington has changed. And I think an orchestra has to be nimble enough to be able to adjust to the environment in the community or communities where it serves. So, I mean, Wilmington's a different situation than it was, and I don't see us ever, or at least in the foreseeable future, being able to have four performances of a classic series. You know, they would sell out four concerts at one point at the Grand Opera House. I think times are different. People are looking for greater variety. And I think it's also important for us to expand ourselves to other parts of the state and to other audiences. So, you know, the growth is going to lead to an orchestra that's going to look different than it ever has before. Ideally reaching new audiences and new Delawareans who haven't experienced the symphony in the past. And I think having David on stage leading this all will be very beneficial to the orchestra.